Well, good evening. It's really good to be here with you tonight. A member of our congregation here at St. Nick's was invited into one of our local primary schools a few weeks ago to talk about the message of Christmas. This is a regular booking. She's invited in every year, and each year, after the presentation that she gives, comes the most daunting part. Any questions from the children? A few years ago, she had suffered an embarrassing brain freeze in response to one of the questions. So this year, she swatted up on all the finer details of the Christmas story, the lesser-known characters. She was ready. And sure enough, at the end of what she had to say, came the time for questions from the children. The first question was about Father Christmas. She managed to bluff her way through that one and gave an answer that didn't wreck anyone's Christmas. Any more questions, she said, and a hand went up. A little boy, do you sing in church? Well, this was very safe ground. Oh, yes, she said, we sing lots in church. We sing psalms, we sing hymns, and at this time of year, we sing carols. Do you know any carols, she said. There was silence from the class until a hand went up very tentatively, Sweet Caroline? Now, many of us were singing Sweet Caroline just a few weeks ago when England made it into the quarterfinals of the World Cup, although obviously it's a shame they didn't reach or win the finals, that we haven't spent the last hour or so singing it. If they had, maybe it would have been right to include it in this carol service. We perhaps could have asked the choir to do a quick rendition for us. But despite that, I hope that you're enjoying being here and singing carols, actual carols, and some of the best ones. And I wonder if you've noticed how many of the best lines of the best carols are about light. The first carol, God of God, light of light, a little town of Bethlehem, yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. And just now, silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light. And not just the carols, but our Bible readings too. The first reading, the service began with the prophet Isaiah, who said, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. And our final reading tonight, that will come just before the end of the service, the famous reading from John 1, in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The light shines in the darkness. And I want to talk for a few minutes about the light of Christmas. But before I do that, we need to think first about the darkness at Christmas. So firstly, darkness. Christmas takes place in the dark. The prophet Isaiah, the people walking, where were they walking? In darkness. John's gospel, the light shines. Where does it shine? In the darkness. The reading we just had from Luke's gospel, there were shepherds, and where were the shepherds? They were keeping watch over their flocks at night, outside in the dark. Those living at the time of the first Christmas were indeed living in dark and difficult days. Oppression, obscurity, poverty, a Roman census, no room at the inn, shepherds huddled together at night. Christmas takes place in the dark. The poem from John Betjeman we had earlier, it's dark at breakfast, dark at tea, and in between we only see clouds hurrying across the sky. Now I know that on the other side of the world right now, they are preparing to slap on the sun cream and fire up the barbecue on December the 25th. And good for them. But the mood of Christmas and the context for Christmas is darkness. The light shines in the darkness. This is the first Christmas, as Joyce said, when we began the service in 3 years, without the restrictions of the pandemic. The last two, lockdown and lateral flow tests and cancelled plans again and again, and loneliness and stress and isolation. Last year at this service, we were all wearing masks, isolated, distance. We have been through some dark times. So you'd think that this year we would be finally free and happy. And I hope that you do have a happy and a happier Christmas. But the truth is that we have not emerged from 2 years of the pandemic into the glorious light. No, this year the world has seemed just as dark a place as ever before, maybe even darker. The world just as ravaged by war and worry, our lives just as hard and painful. We haven't learnt, we're just the same, and so is the world. But this is the context for Christmas. The first Christmas, every Christmas, darkness. If I can put it this way, Christmas is not a celebration of our sunny circumstances. Of course, we give thanks for all this good. Family and friends and festivities, of course, enjoy it. But Christmas is not just, it's a wonderful life. Christmas happens in dark places, at dark times, and in the darkness, the light shines. So if you're here tonight and you are feeling very conscious of the darkness around you out there in the world, the darkness within you even, despair or disappointment, then take comfort. Christmas is for you. This is the message of Christmas. Christmas takes place in the darkness. And in the darkness, the light shines. So that's darkness. Secondly, let me talk about the light. The shepherds were huddled together in the hill, on the hills, in the dark, when suddenly light, angels and glory, the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. The old King James Version, if you know the old, it read, they were sore afraid. I love that phrase. They were sore afraid. Just imagine for a moment that you are outside in the dark when suddenly, whoom, a beam of light from heaven in front of you and a voice from heaven, step into the light. What would you do? I think you would at least hesitate. What kind of light is this? What kind of voice? What kind of God is speaking? Step into the light. Would we really want to step into the bright, burning light of God shining through us into the darkest corners of our lives? Wouldn't we be terribly exposed? What would you do? You can understand why the shepherds were terrified. Shepherds in those days were the lowest of the low. And you can be sure that those left out at night on the hills were the lowest of the lowest of the low. They were rough men. And if God were to appear to them, come looking for them, they must be in trouble. They were sore afraid. But no, the message of the angels to them is this: do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. That's the message of Christmas, good news, great joy for all people. Even you, lowly, ungodly shepherds, Even you here tonight thinking God wouldn't want anything to do with you. Even you preferring to stay in the darkness, terrified of what the light might expose. Good news of great joy for all people. Today, says the angel, in the town of David, a Savior has been born. A Savior. The light of Christmas that God shines into the world is not the spotlight of an interrogation room or a prison guard. Step into the light, you're in trouble. It is the searchlight of a Savior, a rescuer, God Himself. Come looking for us. Come into our dark world, into our darkness. Come to bring us back to the light, back to life, back to Himself. Earlier this year, my wife and I watched the film The Rescue. You may have seen it. It's a documentary film. It's beautifully shot, a wonderful film. And it's about the teenage football team and their coach who were trapped in a cave in northern Thailand in 2018. Even if you haven't seen the film, you'll remember the events. 12 boys aged 11 to 16 and their 25-year-old coach. They'd gone into the cave after football practice to explore. There was heavy rainfall. The waters rose quickly. They were trapped. As the waters rose more and more, they had to retreat further and further, deeper and deeper. And eventually, they ended up 2.5 miles from the mouth of the cave, huddled together on a rock ledge. They had no way of contacting the outside world. They had to wait. Mainly in the dark, they had some dying torches they used sporadically, and they waited for a week. And then one day, under the water, they saw a light. The light of a torch coming towards them, a cave diver ahead broke the surface. A rescuer had come looking for them. A light illuminated their dark cave. In the film, you see the actual footage of that moment. They're blinking in the light. And that light changed everything. It was only the beginning. The story of how they were finally brought back is gripping. But that light changed everything. Light in the darkness, the light of hope, a promise of life. This is the light of Christmas. A searchlight from God who came into this world, not to condemn us, you're in trouble, but to call us. And into our darkness, He sent a Savior. It was a rescue mission that began in the birth of a baby in Bethlehem. It ended on a cross at Calvary, where He died to make a way for us to come into the light, to live in relationship with the God who is light, despite all that we would rather hide, despite the darkness that is within each one of us. Christmas takes place in the dark. It's not a celebration of our sunny circumstances. It is light shining in the darkness, the light of hope, the light of life. That is what we celebrate. That's why it's good news of great joy for all people. Otherwise, Christmas would really only be for the lucky people, or the happy people, or the successful people. But no, it's for all people. And if tonight you were very conscious of darkness this Christmas, darkness out there in the world, darkness within, despair, disappointment, failure, guilt, pain, sorrow, take comfort. Hear God's call. Christmas is for you. Christmas takes place in dark places. And in the darkness, the light shines. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So this Christmas, step into the light. Take your service sheet home with you and read the Christmas readings. If you haven't got a Bible at home, you can take one. I'm the rector, I give you permission. They're at the ends of the pews. Read the Christmas readings. Sing or listen to the Christmas carols. Make a playlist. Listen to the next choir piece. Look it up on YouTube, The Carol of the Crib. Make that the soundtrack to your Christmas. It begins, light to the world. And as you do all this, as you read and listen and reflect, hear God's word to you. Not to condemn, but to call. Pause. Listen. Pray. This Christmas, step into the light. The light shines in the darkness. Two other things, very practically, you might like to do. As you go out, we've got some of these booklets. This booklet's called Why Jesus? I'll have some at the back. Joy will have some as well. There'll be some on the welcome table. A very short introduction to Jesus, to the Christmas message. Take one. You'd be welcome. And after Christmas, as Joy said, we run a course, the Alpha course. Explore life and faith and meaning. We'll start it in the new year. Come along to the first evening. If you don't like it, you don't need to come back. As we finish, I'd like to wish you all a very happy Christmas. And I'd like to lead us in a short reflection. So we'll bow our heads. I'll lead us in a short silence. I'll read a couple of verses, and the choir are going to sing The Carol of the Crib. So let's bow our heads and be quiet for a moment. There were shepherds keeping watch over their flocks at night. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you."